Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew in the house. Brian is with us. What is going on, Big B?
Not much. How are we doing, guys?
Love it. Love it, man. We're ready. Here we go. Nicholas.
Hey, I'm busy. Hang on. Come back to me.
So sorry, Your Highness.
Sorry, we didn't get on your calendar.
What's going on over there?
I don't know, but I really like the extended W on the intro. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Doc?
Present.
Nick, are you ready to focus here?
Yeah, I'm good. My phone's down. I'm ready to go now.
Okay, good stuff. How are you feeling?
Oh, feeling pretty good.
Oh, okay. Got way up there in the octave.
He's the youngest one. He's like a Gen Zer.
I'm a Gen Xer.
It's pretty close.
I'm X.
You look terrible, though. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an all-play episode.
Oh, man.
And it's listener submitted. These are our absolute favorite. This comes in from one Miss Jess. I don't know if she wants us to use her last name, so we'll avoid that. She is Jess Ica, I'm sure. But she's an acquaintance of a couple of ours. She's been workshopping this idea, and it's ready to rock, man. We're going to do it tonight.
How about that?
Horror flicks.
Yeah.
Horror movies. What'd you call me? Hey, no.
Nice.
Scary movies, whatever you want to do. This is our Halloween release.
Yeah, nice.
If you're interested in some Halloween trivia, visit our episode from last year.
Oh,
Nick
yeah.
put together a pretty awesome Halloween episode. So go revisit that for some deep details. This is just meant to be a little
yeah,
spooky.
That was a very early episode, so it didn't get a ton of traction.
If I recall, that was really tough.
Yes, I remember that. I think it was Nick's first write.
I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a year ago. I remember being underwhelmed by it. Other than that, I'm sure it was fine.
Now you know how your wife feels.
Oh, wow.
Oh, poor Cindy.
That's what Scott's parents said.
All right. We are excited to play the all play. We always enjoy that, but we do have a question of the week. It is listener submitted from a Julie T. We threw this out in a group chat so everybody could start formulating an opinion. And Nick, I'm going to throw it to you first because you felt like there's an obvious answer here.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, are there more doors? Or are there more wheels?
I'm going wheels.
Wheels.
All day. I feel like we could probably look this up if we wanted to.
I've looked at it before.
Have you?
There's no definitive answer.
There has to be.
It's got to be door.
Why? Okay, yes, go.
Okay, why? Because most things that have wheels have doors.
Yes.
Right? Most things that have wheels have doors.
I don't know if I agree.
No? I'm thinking cars, trucks, whatever. But then think about how many houses and apartments are around the world and how many people do not have wheels at all.
I feel like there's a higher amount of cars in the world than you're thinking. And that's why I say there's more wheels.
I feel like it was a condescending comment. I kind of want to put it.
You're dumb.
Think about a shopping cart.
Uh-huh.
Has four wheels on it.
How many wheels are in this room right now?
I have four in my chair right now.
There you go. Yep. I got five, so I win.
I might have five, actually. Yeah.
Two doors in here.
I got two. They're my feet. I was quick.
And then you think about 18-wheelers, military vehicles. It goes on and on and on. They're
only thinking about like things that move. What about matchbox cars?
There you go. Yeah.
You know?
Therein lies the...
There's toys.
The argument.
There's toys. Lego.
There's toys.
I didn't think about that. I'm still sticking with doors.
I'm going to throw another caveat. Two more caveats in there. Right. Windows and stairs.
Oh, boy. Well, stairs, I don't know if that one belongs.
Light bulbs.
Windows. But yeah, think about in a home, you mentioned the doors, closets, bedrooms. What about the cabinets? They all have doors.
Are those considered doors? Yep.
Sure they are.
Yes.
It's a cabinet door.
Cabinet door. Okay. Yeah.
Right? So we're done. It's doors. Move on.
I don't know that that's true.
So I think it is true.
I'm Googling it right now.
Are wheels also considered gears in every mechanical device?
Well,
is a gear a wheel?
Is a steering wheel a wheel?
Good call. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Ooh,
you just blew my mind.
I feel like a wheel is functional. Okay. You could
open a door or a window into my mind.
But wheels are not just specific to cars. That's right. That's what we're getting at.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah. For sure.
Think about a mail cart or a shopping cart, Scotty mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I'm Googling it. Keep going, guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you said, with the cabinets and all that, I mean, it's I'm interested by
every desk has a door. I guess you'd consider that a cabinet door on a desk or whatnot, right?
If it opens with hinges.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So I Googled the question, are there more doors or wheels? And according to Google AI Overview,
which I have proven wrong a billion times.
Well, and we could check with ChatGPT or any other ones, but this says there are definitely more wheels than doors in the world. Countless vehicles, furniture and toys, industrial uses, higher quality per, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but they're just saying that it's definitely more wheels, according to Google AI.
No.
Well, yeah. Nope. I don't know who went around counting everything.
I
don't know.
There's some scientists and person who's very specifically
counting.
Somebody out there has an idea how many cars and or how many wheels there are in the world, and
it's
how many
a finite doors. Number, obviously, but there has to be things that we're not considering, right?
For sure,
windows and stairs. Sure.
Looking on the shelves, for that matter, to see if there's something that has a wheel type thing, you know, on
as
the decorations
we are,
of our rooms. Here.
As we are talking, the wheels are grinding in our minds.
They are spinning.
More wheels.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess
the doors are opening in my mind. I think you're wrong.
The door to your heart.
I am asking ChatGPT just to see if we get the same answer.
I like how we're so reliant on AI already.
Well, the staircase to heaven.
When you Google anything now, the first thing that it shows you is AI overview.
Yeah,
so it doesn't even matter. ChatGPT disagrees. The short answer, probably doors. So,
wow.
Yeah, we got mixed reviews. Wow.
AI can't.
I just think about there's so many places in the world where you look at all these shacks and homes that people live in. They don't have any cars. That's where I'm going. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Maybe those shacks have doors.
What's that?
Do those shacks have doors or curtains?
Of course they do. They have doors.
Just archways.
Inside, probably just curtains, but yeah. Anything about buildings, you go into a building, how many doors are in that building?
How many stairs are on the stairway to heaven?
You and the stairs.
Probably infinite.
Yeah, what is this? Where did the stairs enter?
Kelly counts stairs when he walks
up stairs. Downstairs. He counts stairs.
He kind of has a thing.
Kind of way more selling than stairs than wheels and doors.
Start counting doors. That'd be fun.
All right. I feel like we have to move on before we lose listeners.
Well, pick one.
Too late.
I want wheels.
Still on.
I'm going to stick with it. We can't prove it either way, apparently.
Doors.
I'm going doors.
Yeah, I came in thinking doors. I'm gonna stick with doors.
I'm going wheels.
Okay.
I think with enough toys.
3-2, we win. Move on.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
that's how that works. Easy Bake Oven has a door. I'm just saying.
Every one of those toy cars has doors.
Yeah, but it has
but they don't hinge.
Doors.
They don't open some the matchbox. Some do.
Doesn't say they have to open.
Anyway, well, thank you, Julie.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Julie made a point of stating that her and her friends have been debating this for years, and so this was a question.
It's a sad life.
Well, this is the last
get out of here. What we do in the driveway.
Thank you, Julie. Disregard Brian.
Yeah, no kidding. So thank you, Julie.
What's something to do, give me a call.
We got a coupon code coming your way to our merch store. Get yourself a cool t-shirt. And if any of you would like to get the same, you just reach out to us via email, our socials, the website. You can send us in a question. As long as we use it on the air, we'll get that coupon code out to you for a free t-shirt. Pick up a hat or two or a hoodie or something while you're there, too. All right. Our All Play episode, again, came from Jess. Scary movies. Brian's going to teach us about it.
All right. Horror movies are made to thrill, disturb, and sometimes even make us laugh. Horror has evolved from simple monster tales to complex stories that explore fear on every level. These films tap into universal anxieties like death, grief, isolation, and the unknown, while also reflecting the cultural fears of their time. From eerie folklore tales to unsettling psychological thrillers, horror has proven it can be both terrifying and thought-provoking. And whether it makes you scream, squirm, or hide behind a pillow, horror remains one of the cinema's most endearing and innovative genres. A mirror to our darkest fears, a proof that sometimes being scared can be fun.
And funny.
The last, bit of everything, yeah.
The last horror movie that I saw intentionally in the theater was simply because I was taking my child and one of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sit in it because it was rated R and they weren't of age.
So you're just a bad parent. Keep going.
Thanks. Yes, I was. Thank you. It was Thanksgiving, which
when you get to give him a beer,
I don't. Which I don't blame you if you've never heard of, but it was comically.
What's it called?
Cheesy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought you were just describing the time of year.
No, that was the name of the movie.
Okay. Heard of it?
You know, no, I've heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it was like a big deal last year,
extremely,
right?
Within the last year.
Extremely cheesy.
Yeah. I remember that.
Over the top. Like, they leaned into the cheesiness. Like,
killer turkey.
Lady got roasted as a bird and stuff. I mean, it, like, dressed and stuff as a bird and roasted, you know, as part of the.
That adds up.
Like some kind of Thanksgiving. Jeez.
And as always,
and you'll have a social worker on Monday morning.
You ever notice how the number one most recognizable star is usually the protagonist?
Yeah.
The surprise antagonist is usually the other most famous person.
Shocker.
Yeah. That's how that goes.
Yes.
You know,
famous people playing leads. Okay, I get
pick that up on you know, your CSI and things like that. Sure. You catch a guest star that you recognize, chances are they're the one.
Yeah. Who died first?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get it at all.
I got it.
Who died first? Like the
continue.
Okay. Yeah.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on horror movies, submitted by Jess, and it is an all-play, which means we all have two questions. We're going to read. We're going to take turns hosting. When the reader says reveal, we all show our answers. We'll check the answer. If we get it right, Nick gives us a point.
Yep.
And if we get it wrong, that is when the fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. But before we get to that, we're adding in a quick new segment where we are toasting you listeners. You have an opportunity to buy the crew around. You can click a link right at the top of our show notes there. It'll take you to a donation page and, you know, we'll give you a shout out here. So we have had two donations so far. Thank you to Sarah Bear and Mr. Tandy 8.
Tandy.
For buying us a round. So, gentlemen, good luck to you.
I wish my round was a Malort right now.
Cheers, though. Me and Nick are doing a Malort on purpose.
It's going to be bad.
That's a meow.
Is it like black licorice?
I wish.
If it's been fermented, maybe.
That's worse than the first time we did it.
It is worse.
I feel sorry for you a little bit.
Maybe because the first time we did it, I was sinus surgery, and now I actually have better. That is awful.
I did not have that surgery, and it's worse.
Worse than the first time. Oh,
That's a good capture.
Yeah. That picture is what you call Malort face, right there. We'll get that posted. Yeah.
That is terrible.
All right. Well, thank you again, Sarah Bear and Tandy. We salute you. All right. Question number one. Who's got it?
That would be I.
Right,
it's going to be hard to focus right now. That was terrible.
Does anybody have any gum?
While he's pulling that out, listeners, if you have any cool beers you want us to try for our toast, send that in, too.
Yes, please.
We like cool beers.
Send us anything cool to drink other than Malort.
Mr. Doc.
Yeah, Nick, if you could stop talking for 1 second.
Let's go.
Here we go. I feel like it's a layup. Okay. A masked killer, later known as Ghostface, makes a chilling phone call asking the question, do you like scary movies, in this 1996 slasher film?
Oh, baby. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a layup.
I would think so, but I'll have to admit, at Ghostface, it didn't immediately hit me.
No, but
Ghostface didn't do it, but
there's multiple clues.
Yeah, once he went on, I'm like, got it. I forgot that they call it Ghostface, honestly. But.
I don't know if I have the right answer, but I'll take a stab at it.
Okay.
Nice. All right, one more time for the listeners. A mass killer later known as Ghostface makes a chilling phone call asking the question, do you like scary movies, in this 1996 slasher film? All right, let's reveal. We have Scream all the way around the room. Yeah. I'm assuming that's the correct answer.
Everybody spelled it right. Love that.
That's nice.
How do you spell it wrong?
That'd be more disturbing.
I mean, I could figure it out if there was a way.
I wonder about that several times.
Just the two E's, or what are we doing?
So everyone gets the point. The correct answer is, in fact, Scream. Right, yes. So you were just talking about stars. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, right, the star gets killed right out of the gate.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
Drew Barrymore probably, right? Well, I mean, Courtney Cox is in it, right?
Yeah, and that was heyday for her.
I think Drew Barrymore is basically like, yeah, I'll make an appearance for whatever check she
made.
Like, you know what I mean?
That was
like,
kind of surprising, right? That she gets hacked up like right out of the gate.
I don't think so. I feel like she was big enough to where she's like, yeah, I'll do it for this amount. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, I feel
like she was. Was that kind of like her beginning of kind of her comeback?
That's what I would say. Yeah, you know, it was the start of her adult life, acting.
Yeah,
right.
So that
Wedding Singer was what, a couple years later?
98.
A couple years later. Right. Yeah.
Never been kissed.
She's making a comeback. She wanted a role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that like her comeback role? Like her first one in quite some time, I wonder.
Nice. Great question. Yeah.
Maybe Scott will tell us.
Well,
poor man's Johnny Depp in there. Skeet.
Ulrich.
He was like the poor man's Johnny Depp. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Scott.
All right, well, I'm going to take a deep breath and read what Jess wrote for us here about the movie. A film that reinvented the slasher genre for a new generation. Scream pulled audiences into a world where horror movies themselves became the rules of survival, with its razor-sharp script and the chilling voice on the other end of the phone. Ghostface turned an ordinary night into one of cinema's most iconic openings. The line, "Do you like scary movies?" still echoes as one of horror's most unforgettable calls.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It was clever.
I liked it.
It was.
I'm not a horror fan, but I liked the movie. Yeah.
But I also feel like I was a teenager at the time.
Yeah.
And I went with a bunch of people from my class. What I'm saying, though.
It was just cool.
Mm-hmm. It was a horror, but it was still like a... It was a teenage movie.
Yeah,
like, it could have been a rom-com, and I feel like a bunch of us would have been there regardless.
There was a strong amount of actors in it too. Oh, you know, it's a horror film.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, like Wes Craven directed it, but I feel like it was almost more poppy than horror.
Well, I was going to say right in the middle of the '90s teen movie era.
Yeah.
It just added the horror element to it.
Yeah. So when I think of that, I think of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Hey,
like, and all,
you might want to keep some of this to yourself. I mean, that's question one. I'm just helping you out, possibly.
You can shut your mouth, too.
All right, question number two. That's me. All right, here we go. All right, get everything ready. In The Exorcist, 1973, Linda Blair plays a young girl possessed by a demon. What is the name of her character?
Boy, that's good. That's right on the edge of my brain, but I don't have it yet. Yeah.
Like, there's a name in my head, but it doesn't feel right at the same time.
Anytime all I know is the power of Christ compels her.
Scott, does it? Does it?
Eventually. I mean, he always wins, right?
Well, we're talking about another one.
I know.
Okay.
I don't know why this name is in my head. I don't know if it... I feel like this has been a trivia question.
I'm just going to go with a white girl's name in the 70s.
So everybody's finished writing up their answers. In The Exorcist in 1973.
Wait, what are you doing?
Reading the question again.
Okay.
I'm just reading the No, I thought he was too. No, I'm just reading the question again, for at least a second time for the listeners.
This is our second episode later.
It feels like it. So in The Exorcist, 1973, Linda Blair plays a young girl possessed by a demon. What is the name of her character? So we're looking for the name of Linda Blair's character in Exorcist. I do have the answer ready. Let's reveal. Let's start with Kelly. We have Sarah, Reagan from Brian, Helen from Andy. Brian,
Reagan's.
Hold on. When he answered Reagan, I'm like, wait a second, that's your daughter's name.
I think Reagan.
For some reason, this
Reagan
was the,
is the name in I'm not saying this horror movie.
I don't know.
She's in some movie of my daughter's name. I'm like, that's my best.
I don't know why this is the name.
But
that
she is
the
name in something.
So Reagan, if you're listening, this is what Brian named you after.
Yeah.
The answer is Reagan McNeil.
Wow. Yes. Well done.
Now,
yes.
We'll go with first.
We did. Yeah. Neither one of us actually spelled it
absolutely
correct because it's spelled Regan. I've never seen that name spelled that way.
I spell my daughter's spelling.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of spell it that way. You put an A on top.
Yeah.
It's like an
question mark next to an A on top
like
of my
daughter's name. But I knew my daughter's name was the name of some horror, character.
I
What? What?
You need to enunciate when you say that.
Horror.
That's my daughter, you bastard.
You said it. Just put a harder R on that, okay? All right, so about the movie. The Exorcist shocked the world with the story of young Regan McNeil, a girl overtaken by demonic force. Her possession of that demonic force brought audiences spinning heads, levitations, and imagery so disturbing that theaters reported fainting, walkouts, and even protests from churches.
Yeah, it was very controversial.
Big deal, huh? Oh. Okay. More than 50 years later, Regan remains one of horror's most haunting characters, and the film is still widely called the scariest of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that...
Yeah. That's the moniker.
Wasn't that movie like based in Missouri?
St. Louis.
I think it was St. Louis.
Yeah. Well,
I think you could actually tour the building or something like that.
I don't know. Based on a true story specifically, but inspired by a true story.
Some events.
I mean, in the Catholic Church, they've done several exorcisms.
They brought in priests.
Well, I mean, listeners can check us on this, but I think it happened elsewhere, and they brought, in real life, the boy to St. Louis. I don't think it happened in
what boy?
Missouri.
What are we talking about?
Brought him to the loop.
So in the
I've actually never seen the movie in real life.
Either have I. In real life, it was a boy.
Yes.
Oh.
In the movie, they just made it a girl.
Gotcha. Okay. Did not know that.
Makes more sense. Hmm.
I have not seen the remake.
Obviously,
I don't know.
But the original is shockingly well done for its time. With technology not being able, you're not using computers.
Yeah. No CGI.
Yeah.
Her levitating on the bed.
Very well
done. Head turning around. Yeah.
They did a remake of that?
Yeah,
they've done several.
I've never seen the original or any remakes. That's why I lack confidence in
I'm with you, Nick.
I do not feel
I've not seen a lot of horror movies.
All right, who's got question three?
I have question number three.
Get it, Kelly.
Get it, girl.
Ask it.
let me use my finger to follow along with the words.
Good idea.
In Jordan Peele's Us, a family is stalked by eerie lookalikes who emerge from underground tunnels. What are these doppelgangers called?
Oh. All I know is I saw this in the theater with you, Kelly, and we were both pretty disappointed.
No, I actually liked it.
I've never seen this one either.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't
either. Doesn't even ring a bell for me.
The first one was good.
Give me that again.
In Jordan Peele's Us... A movie that he made, Jordan Peele, from Key and Peele.
Yeah, thank you.
A family is stalked by eerie lookalikes who emerge from underground tunnels. What are these doppelgangers called? I am at a loss.
Well, then I'll go alone. Crap movie. Sorry. It was terrible.
Boy.
Doc, you have an actual idea?
No, I don't.
You went first, so
I have no idea. Never saw it.
I never saw this one either.
You don't want to.
Just trying to... Actually, I was going to write the word doppelganger until you read it in the question.
It was bad.
It was?
I thought it was terrible. Yeah. The first one, well, you hit Get Out.
I remember that one. That was.
And so I was excited about the second one. And I just
I don't even know the premise on the second one.
I agree with you. Get Out was fantastic. And Us was a little bit of a letdown, but I still liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was terrible, but I still liked it.
I was impressed. Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Does everybody have an answer?
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Why not?
All right. We ready to reveal. Scott has Others. Nick has Others.
Crazy.
Andy has Dwellers. Brian has Don't Care. And I have Them.
Oh,
okay.
So let me reveal.
And as far as we know, you two are the only two that have seen it.
Right. So the answer is The Tethered. Yeah. T-E-T-H-E-R-E-D.
So, I mean, I get a point for Don't Care.
I don't think that
street
means.
Street cred only.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Yeah.
So since we have no flavor with this.
I got nothing to add. I don't even remember this movie as far as like who was in it, what it was about or anything. No. I got nothing right now.
I was going to tell us all about it.
Yeah, about the movie. Jordan Peele's Us in 2019 turned everyday suburbia into a nightmare. A family vacation spirals into chaos when they're confronted by their eerie doubles. A red-clad group known as the Tethered, with its chilling mix of home invasion horror, social commentary, and surreal imagery, the film left audiences unsettled and debating its meaning long after the credits rolled.
Okay.
Mm.
That sounds deep. That did you guys get deep. That out of that movie?
No, I didn't have conversations with the person giving me popcorn. Like, I don't really want to go back in. Double butter. Let's do this.
Brian was in the lobby for about 45 minutes of the movie.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, maybe you would have enjoyed it more if you were stuck around.
Yeah, okay.
Who's got four?
I'm on number four. Andrew. All right. Number four. Who are the real-life paranormal investigators portrayed by Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga
Conjuring.
In The Conjuring? That's right.
Who are the real-life, like their names?
Real-life paranormal investigators.
Sounds like we need two names, I would assume.
Sounds that way.
Maybe or two
maybe
names.
Their last name, maybe just their last name.
In this scenario, I think if you had the last name,
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. All right. Well,
I know I've heard this, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get there.
Is this common knowledge?
If you've seen the movie, maybe.
Yeah.
Which I haven't. What's the movie again?
The Conjuring.
I definitely have not seen that.
Oh, there's like multiple.
Yeah.
I actually saw sequels to this. A recent interview with the guy who made. No, I'm thinking Paranormal Activity. Mm. That might be an answer, I guess. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Who knows?
Throw that in there.
Thanks for possibly helping me later.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
Who are the real-life paranormal investigators portrayed by Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga? Am I saying her name right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. You are.
In The Conjuring. 2013 is when the movie came out.
A last name popped in my head for some reason.
Okay.
Has this been, again, I feel like some of these questions may have been asked in previous trivia events we have done.
Not to my knowledge.
I don't know.
This one's not ringing a bell.
Okay. I don't know.
All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
I went a different way. Reveal. We've got John Carroll Wallace from Nicholas, Walters from Scott, the Johnsons from Kelly, Jim Balagany, and Alice Fornata.
That's a very specific couple of names.
Okay. Brian. Wow. That's impressive. And I went the Ghost Hunters. I'm assuming that it's some kind of paranormal team.
Okay.
I didn't even think about that when they said the real names.
Very clever. Very clever.
They didn't ask for nicknames. They said real names.
There we go. Number, that's still four. Yep. Okay. And the answer is Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Almost close.
We needed both first names and the last name. So, B, I actually have to credit you with being the closest because you actually put two humans with full names.
Totally
on.
Made up. I have no idea.
You had two different last names.
I thought it'd be funny that way.
They weren't married. They were just ghost hunters.
Were they?
Well, evidently.
Wait, did they have different last names? I missed it.
No, Warren. Ed and Lorraine.
Same.
Warren.
Ed
Warren.
And Lorraine. Okay. Yeah. Warren.
Well, I had Walter, now, and you
I
had.
I think we're
Walter.
Close. We had a W.
Yeah. Before the divorce, though. So this
before the ghost divorce. Well, before you read the text, I wish I knew better, but there's recently been a celebrity who bought the house that they have. And it's a museum from all the crazy stuff that they did, and he wanted to give tours, and some of their offspring were against it because they're like, it's not a museum. It's like serious stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I'll look it up before we get done with the episode to find out who it was, but it was a celebrity who bought their house.
I don't like horrors, but I enjoyed The Conjuring. I saw the first one in the theater with you. Mm-hmm. And anyway, like the newest one, they have interviews with the guy who lived there, right? Whatever. But then I read online too, like he was crazy, like schizophrenic, like nuts. Oh. So it's just like, oh, okay. Like, so then to me, I'm like, okay, this is all... You know,
okay,
whatever. Yeah, not even, yeah, whatever. So, like, he was found to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Whatever. So, I was just like, yeah, I don't
know. Gotcha.
Yeah. Lost interest.
Mm. What? Flavor?
Yeah, let's learn. A modern classic that launched an entire universe of scares. The Conjuring followed real-life paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren as they faced one of their most terrifying cases. With jump scares that left theaters screaming and clapping, games that made audiences hold their breath, the film proved there was still room for old-fashioned haunted house horror. Hmm. Spent the night in Lemp Mansion one time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Lemp Brewery is a classic brewery in St. Louis, Missouri. It is widely known that the mansion is haunted.
Mm, that's cool.
Whatever. I don't believe in that stuff. So didn't really do much for me. But anyway, it's a nice place to stay.
Oh, yeah, really?
There you go.
Dinner and stuff.
Highly recommended.
Well, I don't know about highly, but recommended.
Recommended?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I mean, it's a brewery.
It's a place.
It's a brewery after all.
Yeah.
I got beds.
Who's got question number five, guys?
That would be I.
Good to be.
All right, let's do it.
I is brain.
All right, question number five, boys. Only one horror film has ever won the Academy Award for Best Picture.
Ooh.
What is it? I'm going to say it again, but this time I want to read it with authority.
Oh, wait a minute. Dang. Now I'm
only one horror film has ever won the Academy Award for Best Picture. What is it? I think we all know this one.
Nope. Really?
I don't know.
I mean, okay. I am confident in my answer, but I am not 100% sure.
Yeah.
I feel good.
So confidence does not equal 100%.
I got two answers in my head. I wrote the first one down first and changed it. Yeah. So I'm going to be aggravated. Yeah, I feel.
Oh, I have a couple thoughts.
I feel pretty good.
I have a couple thoughts on this one, though.
I well, at least if this movie's considered a horror movie, that okay. Shoot, yeah,
that'll lead to a discussion.
I'm not going to change it. Oh man, oof.
Man, that's good.
That's a thing. Like,
it's a good one.
It defines a horror.
That's a good question. That's good.
Is it horror or is it considered? I mean, is thriller and horror?
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'm just going to leave it.
All right.
What's in the box?
Want me to read it again, or are you ready for the answer?
So the question was, what was the first horror movie to win an Oscar for Best Picture, correct?
Shut your mouth. Only one horror film has ever won the Academy Award for Best Picture. What is it?
Okay. Everybody have an answer?
All right, yep. Everybody got an answer? Let's do it.
Let's reveal.
We got Silence of the Lambs from Andy.
That was my first one.
Silence of the Lambs.
I don't think that's a horror
Silence
movie.
Silence of the Lambs from Nick and Scott. We got The Shining from Kelly. My guess was The Shining as
not
well.
A horror movie.
Silence of the Lambs is not a horror movie.
Dude's wearing a
psychological
skirt.
I don't know.
He's wearing
the correct answer is The Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know, but you guys are
nice.
Dumb.
All right. A chilling mix of thriller and horror, The Silence of the Lambs, 1991, is the only horror film to ever win Best Picture at the Academy Awards. It also swept the big five Oscars: Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Anthony Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Best
Actress. I was going to say it.
Jodie Foster.
And Best Adapted Screenplay. The film proved horror could be both terrifying and critically celebrated.
How about that?
I'm sorry. I just don't consider that a horror movie.
I think it's a psychological thriller. I agree with Kelly.
Yeah,
it's hard to. There's that fine line.
So, since I asked the question, Kelly and I both get points.
It is a psychological thriller. He is keeping a girl in a well, and when she walks through the house in
seven.
The dark.
I think it's seven. It's a psychological. You know what I mean? That's in my mind.
I mean, I could see it, but
squarely
I just. Initially, I didn't think of it.
Yeah, I don't think of it. Yeah.
All right. Well, that takes us through five. Before we get a score check, let's send it over to a few of our sponsors.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, what's the score check, Nick?
All right, so after five, going from worst to first, Kelly, you have one. Scott, Brian, Andrew, you guys all have two.
Nick, you have three?
I have three.
I was not expecting that.
I am surprised right now. I'm surprised right now.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
It's almost Halloween.
Wow. He is our movie guy. I mean, to be fair.
Okay,
so.
That's true. That's a good point.
No, I didn't get any, like, correct that, or, like, we're, like, far-fetched or anything along those lines. No.
I get it. I'm impressed.
No, I'm impressed with myself because I am not a horror movie guy. I've not seen a single one of the movies that have been brought up.
We appreciate
you. You haven't seen Scream?
Oh, okay. Sorry. I have seen
You've Scream. Seen Silence of the Lambs.
Yes, I have. Okay. Sorry.
So you totally
off.
Lied.
You lied. Way off. Sorry.
You lied.
Yeah. Scott, just read number six.
Right, you missed my daughter's premiere. Let's go. She's a movie star.
Right. All right, guys. Here we go. Question number six. See if Nick knows this one.
Real man.
All right. In The Shining,
oh,
Jack Torrance obsessively types the same sentence over and over. Complete the phrase. All work and no play makes Jack a blank boy. I'm going to write my answer and then I will reread it.
I'm pretty confident I know this answer, and I'm pretty confident that I know this answer from a show, not the movie.
Oh.
But I can't even think of what show it is.
Thinking of another movie, actually, but anyway. In The Shining, Jack Torrance obsessively types the same sentence over and over. Complete the phrase, all work and no play makes Jack a blank boy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I know where it's from, even.
So it's just somebody it's referencing that movie.
100%, yeah. Right, yeah.
Probably Seinfeld or something. Sorry.
All right, going to have to give Nick a five count on this because he's...
It's one word, Nick. One. Well, I don't know. It might be more than one word. I have no idea.
I'm just trying to think of... I have no idea.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start with Kelly. Let's reveal. He has bad. Brian has silly. Andy with dull. Nick with bad, yeah. And I wrote dull.
Oh, that feels right.
Dwight good does job. It on the episode of an of the office. Office at one point.
You guys are dull.
Nice. And the answer is?
The correct answer is dull.
Dull good job. Boy. We got a tight rig.
Nice job. Yeah.
Has everybody seen this movie? Or?
Oh,
yeah.
I have not.
Nope.
Really?
Nope. I have never. Nope.
I actually recorded it like Halloween last year. DVR'd, yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I still haven't watched it.
Yeah.
But it's coming back around now.
Yeah. Definitely a psychological horror, I guess. I
would put it on the list of just iconic pop culture movies that you just kind of have to know, right?
I do want to see it because of that, because it is what it is, right?
Well,
I don't have a lot of interest necessarily.
And I'm not asking for an actual figure, obviously, but how many references would Nick get having never seen the movie? And there's still so many references, right?
Yeah. Here's Johnny.
I mean, that's the biggest. That's the biggest. Yeah.
Well, in the movie Ready Player One, they do a whole sequence on
that.
That's
true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. All right, well, here we go. Let's learn a little bit more about this movie. Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, 1980, turned Stephen King's novel into a psychological descent into madness. Audiences were trapped inside the snowbound Overlook Hotel, where Danny's terrifying visions, the eerie twins in the hallway, and Jack Nicholson's axe-wielding rampage created some of the most unforgettable images in horror history. Decades later, the film remains a masterpiece of atmosphere and dread, cemented as one of the genre's defining works.
Quick, boy, that is dead
quick
on.
Question, the director, John Kubrick?
Stanley
okay, Kubrick. What else has he done? Is there
A Clockwork Orange.
Full Metal Jacket.
Okay. I knew the name.
Did he do Space Odyssey? Was that him as well?
Yeah.
That was in 2001.
I knew the name, that's why I'm asking. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done quite a bit. Just Stanley Kubrick. That's a big name.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I knew it was.
Clockwork Orange is that movie will scramble
that's
your
brain.
Very eccentric.
Yeah.
Very eccentric dude. Yeah. I like
is there a couple of those? I mean, is it the first one with Johnny Depp? Is that the only one?
No, it was made in 1971.
It's an old one.
Yeah.
Not Johnny
Depp. What am I thinking of with Johnny Depp and them? Is it Clockwork Orange, isn't it?
That's
a remake.
You're thinking of?
No.
Oh.
I don't think they...
That was a remake.
No.
Not familiar with
okay.
It.
I got nothing.
Okay. I got to look it up. Yeah. Go ahead.
Look it up. All right. We'll move on to question number seven, which I have.
Listen, Nick.
Let's see how I can do on this one. A late night drive takes a horrifying turn when a young girl leans out of the car window and is killed by a telephone pole in which 2018 horror film starring Toni Collette.
2018?
Oh, that's what it says. Toni Collette.
I know who she is, but...
Yeah. I know who she is, too. I didn't...
But,
So...
You're going to have to keep that out.
I gotta keep that out. So a late night drive takes a horrifying turn when a young girl leans out of the car window and is killed by a telephone pole In which 2018 horror film starring Toni Collette?
I bet that was a cool scene. There was a lot of splatter on something. Like
yeah, there was.
Man.
I'm trying just to make up a movie right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you have something?
I very much do have something, but I want to see how close I can get to the title.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
So I'm asking if I can have some leeway here.
Oh, that's possible. Maybe. I mean, we'll discuss.
Maybe. Yeah.
Case maybe. By case here, brother.
Wow. I have no idea, I guess.
Yeah, I have nothing.
I'm writing down like a modern title of a movie I've never seen.
Yeah, same.
And just hoping for the best.
Yep.
Ooh, Brian, are you abstaining or still looking up?
I heard the question.
Stanley
no
Kubrick.
And... I heard the question. No idea.
Okay, so you're abstaining. All right. Kelly, you got an answer?
I do.
Scotty?
Yeah, I got some.
All right. Let me get the answer just ready. Let's go ahead and reveal Andy with The Purge. We got the third billboard in Missouri. I think I know what movie you're talking about, but that is definitely not a horror movie.
Three billboards.
Final Destination 4 from Scotty. I put Paranormal Activity.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is Hereditary.
Obviously. Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, I have heard of it, but
it happened to her mom and her grandmother, I think.
They all lost their heads via telephone pole sticking out of vehicle.
Yeah, it was Hereditary.
What's the difference between Hereditary and genetic?
Real quick, Clockwork Orange is being remade 2025, coming out this
year. But it's not remade yet.
No, but it's coming out this year.
Who's Johnny Depp's in it?
Nope, but a bunch of people you know.
Oh, right. Well, it sounds you're pretty far off. We'll come back to that.
No, I was off. I'm not saying that. No. I'm just saying there's a bunch of people you know.
We're running out of time.
We'll come back to that after the show. All right, so Hereditary. Anybody ever heard of this movie? No?
I have heard of the name of it, but I didn't know the premise.
So it's a modern descent into grief, madness, and the supernatural. Hereditary lures viewers in with family tragedy, then twists it into pure nightmare fuel. Toni Collette's searing performance anchors the story, but it's the infamous telephone pole scene that left audiences gasping in silence. Must have been pretty graphic, I assume.
The telephone pole scene obviously reminds you of Final Destination. Yeah. You're driving behind a truck full of telephone poles or logs.
Gotcha.
A good guess.
This is how I go.
That was a decent series. The Final Destination, the first couple.
It was entertaining, for sure.
So what begins as sorrow spirals into something ancient, sinister, and unstoppable. A reminder that sometimes the horror you inherit is the one you can never escape. Deep.
Which begs Andy's question. What is the difference between Hereditary and genetic?
The horror you inherit... I forget what it even finished at.
I didn't even know you were done.
I am definitely done.
You just kept reading it.
Something about the horror you inherit is the one you can never escape.
Okay.
All right. Kelly, you got number 8?
Yes, I do.
We're gonna start.
Run it. Number 8. In Halloween 1978, a masked killer returns to his hometown of Haddonfield, Illinois, to stalk babysitter Laurie Strode. What is the character's full name?
Oh.
So I'm assuming they're asking for the masked killer's full name.
That's right.
In Halloween 1978, Brian, you listening? A masked killer returns to his hometown of Haddonfield, Illinois to stalk babysitter Laurie Strode. What is the character's full name?
Boy, I hope we're not looking for a middle name here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man, if that's what we're looking for, then I think we're all in the same boat anyway, right?
Who's the main character of the movie Halloween? That's what the question is.
Yeah, the
don't say it.
Not the actor's name, the character's name.
Yeah, but don't say it.
No idea.
Oh, okay. Really? Oh.
Seen it one time.
Oh, I've never seen it, but I figured this is pretty common pop culture.
I've seen a majority of the...
Yeah, I've never seen one.
And the multitude of sequels.
Oh, yeah, never seen it.
So is everybody ready?
Sure. Let's do it.
Reveal. Scott has Michael Myers. Everyone has Michael Myers. Brian did not answer. And let me check the...
I thought we were looking for her name. My bad.
No, they said her name. And the question.
Laurie Strode?
Wasn't listening.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Wasn't listening.
I'm assuming.
I'm confused.
The answer is Michael Myers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, baby.
Oh, okay. Not Michael Anderson Myers.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
Michael?
I was worried about that. I think if there was any middle name or initial, it would have rode.
I would. Yeah, we make our own rules.
It's probably Tandy. Michael Tandy Myers.
Tandy 8.
Yes, that feels right.
About the movie. The film that gave us one of horror's most enduring icons, Halloween introduced audiences to Michael Myers, the mask killer who escapes captivity and returns to Haddonfield to continue his reign of terror. Jamie Lee Curtis made her debut as Laurie Strode, the babysitter who refuses to be a victim, while John Carpenter's chilling score became a hallmark of the genre with its low budget but massive influence. Halloween redefined the slasher film and set the stage for the decades of horror to come.
And then, never seen it.
Yeah. I've seen it multiple times.
Really?
No, not that one, I don't know, but several of the in the series.
I feel like that's one of those movies where I've seen it in parts, but I've never sat down and watched it.
I watched it a couple years ago, but I don't think it's a horror once again. That's psychological.
Wow. Halloween?
That's psychological thriller.
Definitely. That's the definition of a horror movie.
I feel like it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's slasher.
Yeah. There's no...
Mass murderer guy, just hunting people down. People run, but somehow he can walk as fast as they run.
Yeah. Ahead of them.
He
doesn't even catch him. He gets ahead of them.
I thought it was a pretty good movie, but I did not see it as a horror.
So that was 8, right, Kelly?
That was.
All right. So score check?
Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
So after 8, Kelly and Brian both have 2. Andy, myself, and the good doctor have 4.
Ooh.
Right, so there's still a chance.
We have a tight race, and there's still a chance for everybody.
All right.
Everybody's still in said mix. So who's got number 9?
I got him.
All right.
5-way tiebreaker coming. No.
Please.
Who knows? Right. They never had one.
All right. We got you, Brian? Mm-hmm. All right. In the ring.
Oh, God.
How many days does the phone call warn you have left to live after watching the cursed videotape? Oh, boy. How many days
does the phone call warn? Oh, at least I get to guess the number.
You have left to live after watching the cursed videotape.
I have seen this film.
Know the answer?
I think I'm at 100.
Can you ask it one more time?
100%, not days.
Yeah, absolutely. In the ring, how many days does the phone call warn you have left to live after watching the cursed videotape?
Got it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I feel good about
it. You just wanted to say got it? Because your board's been down for a while.
I feel pretty good. Doc?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like common horror knowledge. Okay. I don't know. All making up stuff.
All right. Does everybody have a good answer, Don?
Got a number down.
Let's reveal. We have 7 from everyone, but Big B's got 3. Let's get to the answer. It's 7 days.
Okay. Ah,
crap.
7 days. Yeah.
Sorry, Kelly, you're out of the mix.
This was...
maybe this is a 2-pointer.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah, it's true. We don't know.
Is the ring the one with the girl with the hair?
Yeah.
In the well?
Coming out of the TV.
And, yeah, that feels like a different level of scary to me. I don't know why.
I always said that movie was super scary because the kid knew. The kid knew stuff. And anytime the kid knows something that's going on, it makes it a little bit scarier for me.
Okay.
Like, he knew. He's like, you shouldn't have let her out. You should not have let her out.
Yeah.
That's when it got
very poltergeist.
Yes, that's when it gets freaky to me. Like, yeah.
You're scared of children?
Of flavor text?
Yeah.
And then you remember it's a movie.
Yeah. Hey, man.
That's why we go to the movies.
We haven't finished yet, but you guys know something about how a horror movie jacked me up for like 30 years.
Sure.
We'll get back to it. The Ring, made in 2002. It made audiences afraid to pick up the phone. After a cursed videotape plays, a chilling call whispers the words, 7 days. Sealing the victim's fate. I don't know if that's how it sounds.
That was good.
I've never seen the movie.
I thought that was straight out of the movie.
Okay, yeah.
Felt right.
Copyright. Naomi Watts stars as a journalist racing against time to unravel the mystery before it claims her, leading to the unforgettable moment when Samara crawls through the television screen. Equal parts mystery and nightmare, The Ring turns an ordinary VHS tape into one of horror's most iconic terrors.
So 2002, I think that sounds like a long time. I'm surprised it's that old now.
23 years old at the time of recording.
And for our younger listeners, a VHS tape is the way we used to watch movies
back in the day.
All right, B.
VCR.
Number 10.
All right,
here we go.
It all comes down to this 3-way tie.
Baby.
Number 10.
All right. Guess. At an executive island restaurant are served absurd dishes like the breadless bread plate and the mess, in which 2022 horror satire starring Ralph Fiennes?
Fiennes, Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes, thank you. Guests at an exclusive island restaurant are served absurd dishes like the breadless bread plate and the mess, in which 2022 horror satire starring Ralph Fiennes.
This is one of the only movies in this that I've seen.
Get out of here.
And I'm struggling with the time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I saw it. It was actually rather entertaining.
Scott knows it.
Weird, but
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I definitely haven't seen it.
I have seen the movie.
Oh, okay.
I'm conflicted on the name, as you are, Andy.
Yeah. I feel okay about what I got down. We'll see.
I'm 97.37% wrong.
That I'm right, hopefully. Nick's struggling. He's got a shaky head as he writes his answer down.
That's just because his beard's getting longer.
Weighing his nickname.
So great. No,
I know the movie. I'm struggling with the name, though.
Way more salt than pepper.
Yeah. Salty.
Dang. It looks good, though.
I'm not happy about this.
Hold it well. Brian, you need to bring the salt and pepper beard back. Yours is like a little more salt now, too, though.
For sure.
Sugar.
All right, you guys ready for the answer?
We're ready.
To reveal first. Don't open it until we reveal, right?
Let's reveal.
Okay, there we go.
We got the menu.
Damn it.
Reservations, the menu, the restaurant, and I had the chef.
Dang it. That's a good movie, too, by the way. The
chef.
Dang it.
The chef, yeah, you're right.
You know Andy and I are right?
Yes.
Oh.
The correct answer is the menu.
Boom! Awesome.
Damn it.
And a really long explanation. Jesus Christ.
Anna Joy Taylor.
A deliciously dark satire served with a side of horror. The menu skewered the world of fine dining with Ralph Fiennes as a chef whose obsession with perfection turns deadly. Absurd courses like the breadless bread plate and the mess brought laughter, but underneath the humor was a biting commentary on privilege, art, and obsession. By dessert, audiences were left with one of the most twisted finales in recent memory.
We didn't know it was a horror movie.
I actually saw a clip on social media recently where he goes off on like somebody or something. I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's a decent flick.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie, but it has a very dark ending.
I'm angry.
Yeah.
Well,
I couldn't tell about the hammering of the table.
After 10, Brian has 2, Kelly has 3, I only have 5. Because Scott and Andy have 6. We have a tie.
It's right there in the middle of the table. Whoever is not involved wants to host it.
I'm not involved. All right, tiebreaker question.
Hey, remember when you read it, put your finger under the letter.
I'll do my best. All right.
Get him a ruler.
I'm teaching my 7-year-old the same technique.
Okay.
Here we go. Tiebreaker question. Stephen King's It, 2017, became the highest grossing horror film of all time. What was its worldwide box office gross?
Highest grossing horror movie?
It was the highest grossing. I feel like I knew this for some reason.
Well, those are bogus, though, because you're talking about
it's modern day.
Yeah. I'm saying that's kind of bogus.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to adjust it for.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Whatever criteria they use,
So we're looking for the worldwide box office gross for It, the 2017 release.
Not so, net. Gross.
Gross. So It Chapter 1, I think is what it's called.
Disgusting, am I right?
Do you guys both have answers?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got the right one, baby.
Let's reveal.
Oh, wow.
All right. Andy has $256 million. The Doc has $701
million. Man, plenty of discrepancy there.
$1 million.
The answer is $702.
Oh, wow.
What? $702 million.
You both $781,000.
You said
you were right, too.
You
arrogant son.
Oh, my word.
No, he went over.
He went over. Oh, nice.
You win.
He didn't go over. What? I missed it. What?
That means he said he won Scott both wins. Showcases. Kelly says he went over.
Well done, Doc.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, congrats. Did you? I mean, was this in your head?
I think for my Halloween trivia this was a question.
You did write very quickly.
Very close.
The question I did, I think, wasn't the amount, but I think I saw the amount in the research.
Yeah. Cheated and learned something at some point and retained it, more importantly.
Not bearing no stuff.
What an idiot.
What an idiot.
Well, congrats, Scott.
All right.
I did not think he would be the horror movie winner.
I don't think I've seen any of those movies. Well, I saw The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats.
And Silence of the Lambs?
I think I've seen it, but not all the way. Yeah. Like,
really?
Not continuously.
That's a good one. That's a really just really good movie.
Same with Halloween.
Well, it won an Oscar.
Is it Red Dragon that's a follow-up?
It's a prequel.
Yeah,
that's a prequel with
Dragon and Hannibal was one of them.
Edward Norton in that? Who is that? I'm trying to think who it is.
I feel like there were two prequels.
Yeah, it could have been.
There's like three or
one
four.
One called Hannibal.
There's one called Hannibal,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, Red Dragon.
And Red Dragon's the other one.
Dragon.
Yes. Yeah.
There may have been a series even at some point.
There was a TV version of it as well. I think it was also called Hannibal.
Okay. Yeah. Good stuff. Okay, well, we do have a question.
Edward Norton, Red Dragon, yeah.
There you go. Close us out here.
Question to...
And Ralph Fiennes.
Rafe Fiennes,
Rafe
Harvey Keitel. That'd be nice.
He was a detective in that. Yeah.
I've seen that. It's.
All right. Jess wants us to close out by discussing the following: if you had to be dropped into a horror movie, which one would you choose? And would you be the first one killed, the comic relief, or the survivor at the end of it all?
Can I be Brian? Well, Brian wants to be the killer.
Don't we all want to be the survivor?
I want to be the comic relief.
Wait a minute. I don't think we all have to be dropped into the same one per se, right?
I thought I was going to ask what specific movie, but
It says if you're going to be. I'm going to be dropped in the Halloween or no, the Jason series.
Friday the 13th.
And I'm going to live because that guy's an idiot.
He can walk faster than you can run, Kelly.
Can he?
Yeah, well, that's the rumor anyway.
Cinematic effect doesn't work on me.
I don't know. Can we call Beetlejuice a horror movie just so I can be in that movie?
Oh, man. Hey, why not? There's a jump scare there.
Don't say it one more time.
Yeah.
I think I want to be in Scream where the guy, one of the killers is, you know, the dude just Scooby-Doo. He's like a buck 20 with a knife, and I feel like I could disarm him and beat his ass.
Joinks!
So I just want to be, I want to end the movie in like the first 10 minutes, just whooping his, you know.
All
right, going Freddy, Nightmare on Elm Street, and just never go to sleep.
I've never seen it.
Well, that's kind of your life now, not going to sleep much, actually.
I don't like sleep.
I don't know. Man, that's tough. I just don't have a depth of knowledge.
I don't
one
either.
Way or the other.
Just the
movie Sleepwalkers.
The knowledge of the movies that we discussed tonight. The answers. Yeah. Just choose from one of those.
I can get trapped in the mountains with a crazy guy and some scary little girls.
The Shining.
Yeah,
Shining.
Why not?
Okay. Shining, yeah.
But would you be
a maze to keep you entertained?
Yeah, but would you be the killer? Would you be the comic relief?
I'm definitely comic relief. I'm too nice to be the killer.
You're like, you girls are not creepy. You're just too cute. Yeah. I love twins.
Bless your heart.
Come over here, you.
Bless your heart.
You all just need a hug. That's all you need.
That's right.
You just pick one of the movies that we discussed then. If you don't know, you don't have that knowledge.
I've only seen Silence of the Lambs and It, I think, of all the movies.
Conjuring? What's the story? Happening there?
Don't know what's happening.
It's a haunted.
It's very much haunting, like ghosts.
Houses,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What about The Purge? Okay. Hey, how would you hold up?
Yeah,
you think you could hold your own in The Purge?
I would just hold up. I'd go
to a
far away. I don't want to kill anybody. I have no desire. I don't want anybody to kill me. I'm just like, I'll go to the mountains in Colorado and just hang out until it's over.
I'm going to go Poltergeist because it's probably the horror movie I've seen the most.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because it might be PG. I don't know if it's even rated R.
Yeah.
Or PG-13 at least. But that would be mine.
You going to be the comic relief in that?
Yeah.
Quit being so silly.
I was going
to
say.
Quit being so mean to the demon.
Isn't one of the options to be the person that survives to the end?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going to go Child's Play. It's a stupid doll that's super ridiculous that nobody can handle that thing. Oh, and I'm going to be the survivor.
Unbelievable, yeah. Because
very sneaky.
Exactly.
That'd be the crap. It's a doll. Break. Come on.
You punt kick it.
2 feet tall. Right,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There I'm going there.
Leprechaun, once again.
Oh.
I will whoop that.
Handling.
Come on.
You're handling a leprechaun?
Yeah, come on.
All right, well, Jess, thank you very much for putting that all together. We want to wish everybody a happy Halloween if you are, in fact, listening to this when it releases. Otherwise, that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Please leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Dude, that is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You can get one yourself. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. Where do you get that?
We got a merch store. You can find the link on our website. We partnered with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned custom apparel shop, and they've created a whole store for us. Doc, didn't you use this for your daughter's soccer team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they have no minimum order. So if I just need to buy a couple shirts, don't have to worry. It's not going to cost me anything extra.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Check them out yourself. You got a small business like we do or a sports program, you want some custom apparel, check out warriorlogowear.com, and they'll get you all hooked up.